Do you know what it will entice you to clean? If your house smells like a beach afterward and it doesn't smell like, you know, cleaning products. Well, enter Clorox. They can transform your space into a tropical getaway by upgrading your cleaning routine with coconut-scented Clorox Scentiva. It smells like coconut, it cleans like Clorox, and it feels like inspiration. With a refreshing scent that will leave your home clean and fresh, elevating any room into an oasis. Now you can express your style and get shiny clean. Get Clorox Scentiva at a nearby retail store, also available in grapefruit or lavender scents. This sun season, evolve your sun care with new Banana Boat 360 coverage.
With advanced control mist, it's a new way to spray.
It's an all-new bottle for an all-new mist experience that smells great and is incredibly light on your skin. Better control means coverage that you can count on. To customize your spray, tap the trigger lightly to cover targeted areas or pull the trigger fully for a long, continuous spray, ensuring long-lasting Banana Boat protection. Plus, it's refillable.
From sweat-resistant sport formula to kids SPF 50+. Now, I have to wear sunscreen every day. That is one of the things that has existed.
You have an esthetician wife.
I have an esthetician wife. It is her number one recommendation for people. If you do nothing else, wear sunscreen. So when I'm out and about, when I'm on the lake this year, when I'm playing golf, yeah, protection from Banana Boat 360 coverage will be absolutely essential. So shop Banana Boat 360 Mist at Walmart, Target, or Amazon.
All right, ladies, let's be real. Who here actually enjoys shaving their legs? Yeah, absolutely no one. I know this. Get this. Nair. Yes, Nair, the OG, has leveled up. They've got these new sensational shower creams and body creams that smell absolutely amazing. I know this is not the smell that you're thinking of from the 90s when your mom first pulled this out for you. These smells will light up your bathroom, honestly. They'll make your shower experience better.
It smells like a spa, actually.
Oh, yeah. And how do you know this?
Well, Nair's in the household. So anytime Nair's used, it smells like a spa.
You probably don't even know what it does.
It takes hair away.
It works in as little as 3 minutes. You don't have to bother with nicks, cuts, shaves. And the smooth lasts so much longer than shaving. You're also not going to have to deal with any of those shave bumps or anything like that, because the bumps are just as annoying as the nicks, right? Nair's new sensational shower and body creams are free of all the nasty chemicals like phthalates and sulfates. So you can feel good about what you're putting on your skin, and you can have a little bit of a me time moment with Nair, the number one hair removal brand. Smell for yourself, and as Ben smelled for himself, and he likes it. It's Ben approved. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams, available at retailers nationwide and online.
Ashley, is it true that some contestants have cashed in their 401k to afford a new wardrobe for The Bachelor?
I mean, you do need a lot of ball gowns when you think about it, Ben. Where did you hear this?
On Smart Money Happy Hour. It's a podcast where two money experts, Rachel Cruz and George Camel, talk totally unfiltered about life, pop culture, and how to afford it all, with 90s nostalgia and reality TV fandom mixed in, of course.
Ooh, you do not have to say more to get me into this. To check it out, you can search Smart Money Happy Hour and listen wherever you get your podcasts.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
This is the Ben and Ashley I, Almost Famous podcast with iHeartRadio.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Almost Famous podcast. Big episode today. I mean, that's what Ben says every week, but like, seriously, this is the finale, and this finale is insane. And we have the best guest I could possibly imagine breaking it down with today. It is Caitlin Bristow. Hello, Caitlin. Thank you so much for taking. Thank you so much for taking the time out of your insane schedule. You guys, just a little preview as to what Caitlin's past 24 hours have been. She was on the live show And now she's on a bus to San Diego to do a Dancing with the Stars live show today. And she did so many interviews, and I'm probably a podcast of your own in between then. And somehow she was able to squeeze in an hour for us.
Well, I'm so sorry that I'm like literally on a bus bouncing around back here with like, I hope the audio sounds good for all of your listeners because I am a hot mess.
It is. It sounds good. It's funny because we get bios for everybody, except I don't really need a bio for you. And it's just like, these are the things that Caitlin has going on in her life as a constant. In addition to, you know, being the Bachelorette host for the past two seasons, she has her podcast Off the Vine, her scrunchie and hair accessory company Do Edit, her wine label Spin Sparrows, and the Dancing with the Stars live tour. So like, yeah, this girl just does it all. And you are an amazing businesswoman, and I'm so proud of you. Okay. Oh,
thank you.
You're the most perfect person to have here today, like I said, because you said last week in your interview with Clayton that there are some ways that you can relate to him. So
yes.
Can we like just hit it off the bat? You had a little controversy on your season.
There
was like some outing of you sleeping with, you know, people. And how do you feel like this season has like, do you think it's just like always going to be sloppy? Is it always sloppy if you sleep with somebody who isn't, you're going to be your final pick?
I keep saying, I'm like, okay, I get that there are people that come on the show that are virgins who are the leads. And of course they aren't sleeping with people in the fantasy suite, but there are, I would like to know how many bachelor and bachelorettes go to the fantasy suite and sleep with more than one person. It's literally part of the process, in my opinion, to do that. I don't think it's right or wrong. I think it depends on each individual of like what they need from the, like to figure out what they need in that relationship to move forward for forever.
Yeah.
So I just think like, I thought the show and I thought the viewers had come such a long way because I obviously slept with more than one person on my season and got so much backlash and slut shaming and all of that that came with it. But then Hannah Brown sleeps with, you know, more than one person and four times in a windmill, and everyone was cheering for her. And I was like, yes, sex positive. Here we go. Like, we're finally coming around. And like, everyone was like, Caitlin locks on. And I was like, yes. And I like loved that people were accepting of it. And now Clayton does it, and because again it's like I don't know why, but everyone's like shaming him for it, and I just think he's like in over his head with falling in love with people. Like, I think he's just in over his head. That's the best way I can explain it.
Okay, except for my issue, and Ben and I have made it super clear over the past 2 weeks, was not him sleeping with everyone or two of them,
right?
It was the way he spoke to Susie.
Yes, 1,000%.
And I just don't know if I could get over that.
I totally agree with you. And he knows that. Like, he said to me watching it back, he was like, I totally handled that poorly. Like, he said he didn't gaslight. I don't know.
He told me. I agree. And then some people have told me like that term is so overused now that you're using it, like me, like I use it in the interview in a too general sense. But like, if you really look at the psychological definition of it, maybe he wasn't. And I'm like, okay, sorry. What I mean then is that it was like manipulative.
It was manipulative. It really was. And I think he knows that watching it back. But I always have to give people the benefit of the doubt. Not that I think anyone should be excused for talking to anyone like that. But I will say that when you are at the end of that journey in that place, especially Clayton, he is so emotional. He is an absolute train wreck. He is just like, at this point, I feel like he doesn't even know who he is, where he is, what he feels. And so I think he was just like so emotionally drained. And I think he told me this on my podcast that he had this feeling that Susie wanted to be the Bachelorette. So he was feeling
Yeah, he
angry.
Told us the same thing. And like, I can understand watching it back with that mentality.
You're literally just questioning everyone and every intention. And you're like, do I even know these people? And like, who are you? And like, I don't have my family. I don't have my friends. Like, you're just such a mess at that point that like, you probably aren't acting the way you usually would in real life.
Yeah. Yeah, I understand, but at the same time, it was a rough that, you know, we left off last week rough, and now we enter this week with another questionable decision, I suppose. when he asks, you know, and he kind of like begs both girls to stay at the rose ceremony. But first, I want to ask you two questions. First, do you think that he really is in love with these girls, all three of them, or is he in lust with all three of them?
Probably lust. I mean, I just always, you know, I've been in that position, and it's like, how, if you love someone, like, you know all of their flaws and you love them for their flaws and their insecurities and their mistakes and their good times and their bad times and their ups and downs, and you don't know someone well enough to be fully in love with them on that show. But you could definitely fall in love and be in lust. So I think it's probably lust for all three of them, because I don't want to speak for him, but I don't think he has much life experience, like with like
relationships,
you know, like relationships and seeing the world and going through, like, you know, what a lot of people have before they find the love of their life. So I think he really has three great women that I like, don't fault him for falling for all of them, because they seem incredible.
Yeah.
And I think he's just like, what have I gotten myself into? Because I think he's falling in love with all three of them, but it's probably lust. Yeah.
Okay. That completely leads me into my next question. He's the second bachelor we've had in a row who has had basically no experience with the franchise. You know, Matt James, newbie completely. And then Clayton, I mean, what was he there for, 2 weeks on Michelle's season, like filming wise? Probably about 2 weeks.
Right.
So practically no experience. Doesn't know how it feels. I saw Blake talking on Twitter and Instagram about how he was like, he doesn't have like the empathy for these women that a normal, quote, normal lead who made it to top three would have, who knows how difficult being in the top three is. So is this just like a big learning lesson for ABC that they need to be casting for like a, quote, successful season? Be casting somebody who has experience, or is this great TV? and then like the production and all that doesn't care whether it leads in happily ever after.
Well, I mean, I don't know if great TV would also show in the
numbers,
and the ratings are down. So yeah, so it's fascinating to think of it from that point of view, where you know, is it great TV because the ratings are down, or is that just because everyone is like watching Netflix now? Or like, I don't know, but I have thought that this season wasn't like, I always say it's hard to root for somebody if you don't know them well enough. Like So it was hard to root for him, because you're like, well, I don't really know you, and I don't know much about you from the last season. So it's hard to root for them to find somebody when you don't know them very well. But I think every season is a learning lesson for ABC, because they're always going to, like, you know, every season is going to have something. But I also want to know, are we holding these people to such high standards? Like, why do we expect Clayton to navigate this perfectly and not make mistakes and not fall for all these incredible women? Like, why are we having these crazy expectations of him just because he is the bachelor?
That's true. It's like people want the lead to just know to follow the formula, the standard formula, because then they get so annoyed when they don't, because then, like, just look at it, like Ari, Peter, Matt, all of them. It's just like people get so angry when you don't go by the book. But then, like,
If you went by the book, it'd be boring.
You'd be quote boring. Be, yeah.
Yeah. It's so interesting. Like, it's the world that we live in is such a, like, damned if you do, damned if you don't world. And like, I was even thinking that when I was reading tweets last night from being on TV for like, what, 30 seconds. People were like, ew, what did she do to her face? And that's like a very common thing I get. But I'm like, man, if I didn't do anything to my face, people would be like, oh, she looks so old. Like, you either look like you've had work done or you're old, you look old. So either way.
Oh my God, that's so funny. I mean, same here on the podcast. It's just like, oh, you ask the hard questions and then people are like, oh, they were so mean. You don't ask the questions. Yeah. It's like, oh, they're a terrible interview. They didn't ask what we wanted to know.
Yeah, I read one review on my podcast that I'm too nice to everybody. And I was like, what? Now I'm too nice? What?
No, I think you are too nice. In comparison to like our interviews last week with yours with Clayton and ours with Clayton, everybody preferred yours.
Well, I mean, I think it's just different perspectives because obviously I've been in his shoes. And
but then what about Ben?
Controversial, like,
but Ben said, oh, yeah, I love you twice.
Fair. Oh my God, that's so fair. I didn't even think about that.
You guys are like perfect compliments.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just such a tough world with everybody's got an opinion. And like, I feel bad for Clayton just because I do think he handled that one situation very poorly. And like, people take it so seriously that they're like, they're acting like he like ran over somebody's puppy. Like they're like, he made mistakes. He didn't like kill somebody, and they're like, he deserves to die. And it's like, that's dramatic.
Okay, so that's interesting that you say that, because last week I have to admit I was pretty fired up. I really didn't like the way that he spoke to her. This episode I had way more empathy for him. I was feeling kind of bad because he just seemed so lost. Like, he seemed dumb so to the lost process. Do you know what I mean? And what I mean, like you just said, yeah, you don't have to be perfect with the process, but like, wow. Just, whoa, all over the place. And ego,
I don't even think he knows what he wants.
There's definitely an ego thing at play. There was an ego thing at play last week, and there's definitely one here where, yep, it's kind of like, it's all about me and my feelings, you know, and he's kind of dragging them on for the ride. And I think his answer to that, and I don't want to put words in his mouth, but like last week, yeah, he was big on the whole like compartmentalizing, where he was like, these are like different relationships for me. Right. And I was just, you know, exploring each of them individually. I think it's, you know, it could be that.
Well, that you can do that to a fault. And you can literally compartmentalize too well and hurt people and hurt yourself because you're like, well, I'm in this moment and I'm going to forget everybody else right now because I'm going to, you know, give my full attention to this person. That's what they deserve. Mm-hmm. But when you do that, you're literally hurting so many other people. I think that was like such a big part of my like relationship with Sean, was that foundation that you start on is so rocky that, mm-hmm, you're like, how could you be telling the other people these things and feeling these other things when like I'm your person? And it's so hard for anybody to understand, but when you compartmentalize too well, it gets you in a lot of trouble and muddy waters. And that's exactly what Clayton has done.
All right. That leads me into a conversation that I'm really excited to have with you. And we're going to do that right after this break. Diaper duty. It's the adventure no one warns you about when you're expecting, right? Well, fear not. Pampers Swaddlers features a blowout barrier at the back waist that helps prevent up to 100% of leaks, even blowouts. Not only are Pampers Swaddlers total game changers, they have the hottest baby gift trend for 2024, the Pampers Diaper Stash, an online diaper fund where friends and family can contribute a group gift so that your diaper stockpile never runs out. I love this idea. Here's how it works. You create a diaper stash account, share it with your tribe, watch the stash grow, gift it to the parents, and voila. They use the stash funds to snag Pampers diapers and wipes anywhere, anytime. It's not just a gift. It's a stash of joy, ensuring that those parents-to-be are stocked up without the guesswork. So whether you're a parent in the trenches or the ultimate gift guru, make 2024 the year of leak-free happiness. Pampers Swaddlers and the Diaper Stash. Because parenting should be an extraordinary journey, not a messy one.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about using your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night.
Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call
1-800-DISCOVER to get the service that you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. This sun season, evolve your sun care with new Banana Boat 360 coverage. With advanced control mist, it's a new way to spray. It's an all-new bottle for an all-new mist experience that you have to feel to believe. It smells great. It's incredibly light on your skin, not greasy. It's amazing. Plus, no chemical smell since it's aerosol-free. Better control means coverage you can count on with a precision pump to get all your big and little spots.
Plus, your new favorite sprayer is refillable. Save time and money, which means more fun in the sun from your friends at Banana Boat. To customize your spray, tap the trigger lightly to cover targeted areas or pull the trigger fully for a long, continuous spray, ensuring long-lasting Banana Boat protection. If the sun's out, the fun's out. So be ready with all new Banana Boat 360 Advanced Control Mist.
It's available in Banana Boat's high performance, water resistant sport formula and pediatrician tested kids SPF 50. That is what I'll be spraying on Dawson at the beach this summer. The kid loves the beach. I love going to the beach with him. I can't wait to be able to have a fun summer activity to do together. Anyway, I can go on and on about the importance of sunscreen, but shop Banana Boat 360 Mist at Walmart, Target, or Amazon.
Let's talk about something we all can relate to, hair removal. Yeah, not exactly the highlight of our day, right? Nicks, cuts, razor burns, ugh. But guess what? Nair, the OG, has taken hair removal to the next level with their new sensational shower and body creams that smell amazing. Literally the best thing ever. For real, Nair's new scents turned my bathroom into a spa.
You guys, I remember when my mom gave me like the first bottle of Nair to use on my upper lip. And I was like, this is so awful, but I do like need to do it. but the smell so close to my nose for so long. The worst part of like the every other week or whatever I would do it. Now it smells incredible. Like there's Moroccan argan oil and orange blossom shower cream that you can use. It's like a pampering experience. You put it on your legs, let it sit there for a little bit. And it's so much better than shaving. They also have like rich cocoa butter and vitamin E body cream, soothing aloe and water lily body cream. Really anything you could think of to get rid of your hair in the most pleasant way, Nair has it. They have new shower and body creams that are so easy to apply and they work in as little as 3 minutes. And if you're going to shave more parts than just your legs, think about what you can do in 3 minutes with Nair. And the skin smooth feeling lasts so much longer than shaving. Like I just mentioned, you can use it not just on your legs, but on your arms, your underarms, even your bikini area. And we all know that with summer around the corner, that's a place you need it. Nair has turned the hair removal process into a sensorial experience. The scents are just amazing. And when I say that my bathroom smells like a spa, I really mean it. So check it out. The new and improved body creams and shower creams from Nair, the number one hair removal brand. Smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online. Okay, so we begin this episode at the rose ceremony, and he admits the teaser that we've seen tease the entire season. We finally get it. I'm in love with all three of you, and I slept with both of you. I was intimate with.
Yeah.
If he, okay, so step one, how do you feel about him doing that in public in front of both of them?
Yeah, that should have been a conversation that was, you know, I think he owed it to those two women to like take them aside and not do it at a rose ceremony and be like, hey, P.S. while you're both standing here. My favorite part of the episode is Rachel asking Gabby if she was okay. Like,
oh, she seemed truly concerned.
Yeah.
It was sweet.
Like, oh my God. It was such a sweet moment because it felt so genuine. But him, he should have had that conversation with both of them. I say privately, but it's on national television, but like not in front of the other person.
Mm-hmm. Now, in your opinion, having gone through something similar-ish, do you think that he should have even done it in general? Do you think that he needed to say, to tell them in those moments, one, the I love you part, and two, the sleeping with people part? Because like eventually they're going to find out. So do you tell him there during the process, or you did tell him in the aftermath? And I feel like you're like, oh God, like this affected my life so much.
it's so wrong on so many levels to be intimate with more than one person at the same time while you're trying to find love. But in the Bachelor world, it's like, I don't know what I want to say accepted, but it's encouraged, or you're like, it's just not the real world. In the real world, you would stop a relationship with other people once you were like, oh, I'm in love with this person.
Yeah.
But in this, the Bachelor world, you, as the lead, part of the process and part of the format of the show is to continue these relationships. So for him to do that, I don't think is wrong. And I think the boundaries should all be set before the fantasy suites, though. You should have these conversations with these women, whether they air it or not, of those boundaries. Like, are you going to leave if I am intimate with more than one person? Like, I don't know who goes into, I am such a different person though, because like, I remember being on Crystal's season and I was like, I hope he sleeps with all three and like wants me at the end of it. Like, I wanted that. moving forward, I don't know if I would have like still felt comfortable with that, but at the time. So I just think boundaries need to be set between these relationships before the fantasy suites. I don't know if it's their business to like know if he did or not. I just think each situation is so unique. Like maybe some people would want to know, maybe some people wouldn't want to know. Like maybe those two women were like, why did you tell me that? I wouldn't want to know. Like one of those things where it's like out of sight, out of mind. No, what is it? Like it's what you don't know can't hurt you.
Right.
And some people might be like that. So I don't know. It's just such a tricky situation. I hate how empathetic I am. I wish I had such a straight answer where I was like, no, don't do that.
No. I think that's a totally fair answer.
Yeah.
I think what rattled these women the most, what they kept saying over and over was, he loves us both. He loves us all. I think they expected, I think they probably thought there was a really good chance that he'd be sleeping with all of them, but yeah, they didn't expect for him to be saying, I love you to all of them. But so did he, is it?
That's fair. I don't know. I think like the I love you is, I sometimes like, I think that's more deep than being intimate sometimes.
I think so. Oh yeah.
Yeah. And so I think he should have. I think he was so easily produced and convinced,
exactly,
that this is how he should do it and this is what he should do, and that he was just trying to like make television while also following his heart. And so I like the whole thing, I'm like, oh my gosh, how does he not, like, you know, how does he bring these two women to meet his family after he's like, oh, but my heart is still with Susie? Like, I don't know. But at the same time, it's like, that's it. He's probably being told, this is the format of the show. You have to at least do this for them and to see if they want, you know. So I'm just like, God, making television is so hard. Well, when it's like, you're not a character. You're a real human being going through these emotions and trying to find love and trying to make television. Like, it's so messy.
The other thing about not getting far on Michelle's season is that he is inexperienced when it comes to the production element. He probably just had like no backbone with it.
Totally.
Like, he just thought that you go along with anything that's suggested. Because as we've said on this show many times, there's always free will. You always can make your own decisions.
Yes.
But like, you know, you're encouraged or suggested one way or the other. And he just went with every suggestion. And
every suggestion is
standing up there at the little iced podium at the Rose ceremony, like, and saying, I slept with both of you and I love all of you. Like, that was the most produced decision.
Yes, he would never. And he is so broken down at this point. Like, he is a shell of himself. Mm. You can just see it. Like, he doesn't know what to do.
As he says, I'm so broken.
Yes, he is. He's so broken. And so he, like, and he doesn't understand production. And he doesn't, you know, you're right. He just doesn't have the experience. I said to the producers at one point at the end of my season, just tell me what you want me to do. I'm so broken. I'm so tired. I am so done. I just want to go home. Like, what do you need me to do? I'll do it. Mm-hmm. So he's probably, you know, I just feel so bad because, like, you can tell on these podcast interviews, and
yeah,
he is not okay right now. No. He's just not okay.
Well, you know, you've been really open about your mental health struggles. And so that probably brings a whole other component of empathy when you're watching him.
I don't want to make excuses for him, like, because I agree, like, some of his behavior I do not agree with. So mm-hmm. I don't want to make excuses. But at the same time, I'm like, he is not okay. So I want to give him, like, empathy and compassion for not being okay.
Right. I know. Because when he showed up to do our interview last week, he was in the dumps and I felt bad.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Let's talk about Gabby, because Gabby, like, had some good hero moments. She was not going to give in to, like, her feelings of love because of his behavior. And I think we all wanted her to just walk away, right?
I think everyone was gonna be like rooting for Gabby if she walked away, and then, like, we're all rooting for you, and
and then she came back. I was surprised that she came back. We were doing a watch party at the coffee shop and bar Rogers yesterday, and everybody started clapping when she said, "I will not accept your rose." And I was like, "Wait, is this the first time somebody hasn't accepted?"
I can't think of one. That was like, she handles tough situations like a champ.
Ugh,
like,
I'm so jealous of how, like, articulate she was
too.
And she was able to explain her feelings so well.
Me too. I was like, I think I'm getting better at that every year and with every therapy session I have, but I still wouldn't have handled that the way she did. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I don't know her, and I'm so proud of her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. And then on the other side, Rachel just seems so hopelessly devoted. Okay. She's so in love with him that I'm just like, can you please marry this girl? She's just going to love you forever. And without, like, it's unconditional seeming.
Yeah. She really, like, since the get-go, I think she really believed that this was her person, mm-hmm. and that he felt the same way. And so now this is all just, like, coming crashing down in, like, one episode of her being like, I'm not his love. Like, I'm not. And she's trying to process it in real time. And she also is handling it so well, but, like, maybe more of the way I would handle it. But she's just, the poor thing did not see any of this coming. And she's just like, wow, this is my person. And now I don't know if I'm his.
I definitely related to Rachel more in this moment. Well, I respected and, like, wanted to be Gabby. I knew that I was Rachel.
I was like, mental in that moment. Yeah.
I know. It's like, oh God, I hate him, but I love him so much that I will forgive anything he does just to be with him.
Let's talk about the girls meeting the families after this break. Diaper Duty. It's the adventure no one warns you about when you're expecting, right? Well, fear not. Pampers Swaddlers features a blowout barrier at the back waist that helps prevent up to 100% of leaks, even blowouts. Not only are Pampers Swaddlers total game changers, they have the hottest baby gift trend for 2024, the Pampers Diaper Stash, an online diaper fund where friends and family can contribute a group gift so that your diaper stockpile never runs out. I love this idea. Here's how it works. You create a diaper stash account, share it with your tribe, watch the stash grow, gift it to the parents, and voila. They use the stash funds to snag Pampers diapers and wipes anywhere, anytime. It's not just a gift. It's a stash of joy. Ensuring that those parents-to-be are stocked up without the guesswork. So whether you're a parent in the trenches or the ultimate gift guru, make 2024 the year of leak-free happiness. Pampers Swaddlers and the Diaper Stash. Because parenting should be an extraordinary journey, not a messy one.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about using your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night.
Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call
1-800-DISCOVER to get the service that you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. This sun season, evolve your sun care with new Banana Boat 360 coverage. With advanced control mist, it's a new way to spray. It's an all-new bottle for an all-new mist experience that you have to feel to believe. It smells great. It's incredibly light on your skin, not greasy. It's amazing. Plus, no chemical smell since it's aerosol free. Better control means coverage you can count on with a precision pump to get all your big and little spots.
Plus, your new favorite sprayer is refillable. Save time and money, which means more fun in the sun from your friends at Banana Boat. To customize your spray, tap the trigger lightly to cover targeted areas or pull the trigger fully for a long, continuous spray, ensuring long-lasting Banana Boat protection. If the sun's out, the fun's out. So be ready with all new Banana Boat 360 Advanced Control Mist.
It's available in Banana Boat's high performance, water resistant sport formula and pediatrician tested kids SPF 50. That is what I'll be spraying on Dawson at the beach this summer. The kid loves the beach. I love going to the beach with him. I can't wait to be able to have a fun summer activity to do together. Anyway, I can go on and on about the importance of sunscreen, but shop Banana Boat 360 Mist at Walmart, Target, or Amazon.
Let's talk about something we all can relate to, hair removal. Yeah, not exactly the highlight of our day, right? Nicks, cuts, razor burns, ugh. But guess what? Nair, the OG, has taken hair removal to the next level with their new sensational shower and body creams that smell amazing. Literally the best thing ever. For real, Nair's nuisance turned my bathroom into a spa.
You guys, I remember when my mom gave me like the first bottle of Nair to use on my upper lip, and I was like, this is so awful, but I do like need to do it. but the smell so close to my nose for so long, the worst part of like the every other week or whatever I would do it. Now it smells incredible. Like there's Moroccan argan oil and orange blossom shower cream that you can use. It's like a pampering experience. You put it on your legs, let it sit there for a little bit, and it's so much better than shaving. They also have like rich cocoa butter and vitamin E body cream, soothing aloe and water lily body cream. Really anything you could think of to get rid of your hair in the most pleasant way, Nair has it. They have new shower and body creams that are so easy to apply, and they work in as little as 3 minutes. And if you're going to shave more parts than just your legs, think about what you can do in 3 minutes with Nair. And the skin smooth feeling lasts so much longer than shaving. Like I just mentioned, you can use it not just on your legs, but on your arms, your underarms, even your bikini area. And we all know that with summer around the corner, that's a place you need it. Nair has turned the hair removal process into a sensorial experience. The scents are just amazing. And when I say that my bathroom smells like a spa, I really mean it. So check it out. The new and improved body creams and shower creams from Nair, the number one hair removal brand. Smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
All right, I think we can all agree that the Clayton's dad is awesome, and we wish that we could see more of him, and that we wish that Clayton was had like the brain of his dad, like his like matured brain.
Right. His dad is so logical and Clayton is so emotional. I'm like, Clayton's dad is like, he was just like, yeah, of course they're upset. Yeah, no sh-. Like, it's so like obvious to like a, you know, especially like a father figure.
That's
to
what I
your
mean.
Son.
It was like the ultimate like 20 something versus dad. Like his dad is the ultimate dad. Like my dad would have talked to me the exact same way. But he also had a warmth about him while he was like being real. He was just like, he felt warm, and like, I was like, this man, we needed more of him.
Yeah. Yeah. Clayton's dad. I actually ran into him in the elevator, after filming the last night. I was like,
oh, really?
Clayton's dad. And then I was like, his mom was there too. And I said, I know this is probably so hard on, you know, the family doesn't sign up for this and it's so hard on you guys. And I said, but you're doing
loved.
An excellent job.
But everybody loves you.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. So Gabby comes first. I don't think there's anything like super monumental about either of these meetings. Is there anything that stood out to you? It just seemed like the families liked both girls, but it wasn't like a lot of other family meeting times that we've seen where the family was super into one person or like had a strong opinion. They were just like,
well,
we like both these ladies.
I felt like it was very interesting the fact that they just like glossed over that he almost ruined both of their lives and now they're meeting their families. Like it was just like they just showed up and they're like, hey, like, remember the other night? That was crazy, huh? And then they like kissed and like went in and met their families, and it was like nice and pleasant. And I was like, what is happening?
Yeah. And did they ask the Susie thing? How much did they talk about Susie up front? Now I'm like just not remembering. Make a big deal out of Susie? Like he was like, and Susie's gone. And now I'm moving on to these two. I guess like what would have been interesting to see is the family question, like, all right, well, are either of these girls like a consolation prize?
They did say that.
Okay, they did say that. Yeah.
Yeah. And he was like, no, but then he like, to me, what would have really hurt was watching this episode back and feeling like he was like, I love you to Gabby. I love you to Rachel. I'm in love with these, but then calling Susie a once in a lifetime woman. I'm like, what?
Well, that's exactly like that. When he started saying all this at the end of both family meetings, it was just like, okay, well now like he has to dump these other two girls. Like he has to,
right?
Because it just,
yes, exactly.
Like you cannot do this. That would be like, it would be very Peter Weber-esque. Like I know that Peter was definitely not as obvious. He didn't say such strong language, but like all of us viewers were like, oh, okay, Maddie is definitely the front runner. And when Maddie left, it was like, totally. Oh, really, Hannah Ann, you got to break up with her. And then he ended up proposing, and we were like, what yeah. in the world? You literally told the other girl she was number one.
So, exactly.
Yeah. We missed a huge chunk of conversation from the previous section of the episode, the I love you most, right. When Gabby was like, I don't want to be like loved the most, or like I need to be like the only yes. one that is loved and accepted. What did you think about that term? It's interesting because when you put like love the most, it just sounds wrong. Like there's something about it just sounds wrong.
It's like calling whoever he picks the winner. It's like
the winner, right? It's and now yeah. like if you were to replace the word love with like the one that I like the most, the one I'm the most compatible with, it sounds so right. much different.
So much different. Yeah. I was just on Gabby's side for that one because
same, but I also can't articulate why it's so wrong, but it is.
Me either. I totally agree with you. I'm like, he could have put it so differently.
I guess it's like choosing, it's like a child. It's like, you don't like tell a kid, like, I love you. You just like, I don't even know. See, I'm trying to come up with a comparison and it's just not working. So I'm just going to leave it as it just doesn't. It's just not right.
It's just not right.
Yeah.
I mean, but what it's such a gray area in the bachelor world of what's right and wrong. Ugh.
Well, it's like in the bachelor world, we say falling in love versus being in love. And like, how many times does that right. actually happen in the real world? Like, how many times is there like a phase where you're like, oh, let's like date. I really like you. And then it becomes like, there's no real life couple that's where the guy's like, no. I'm falling in love with you. And then a month later he goes, okay, I've decided now I am in love with you.
That's why the viewers are so hard on the leads and the bachelor and the bachelorette and all these people, because they expect it to be like their dating world and they're watching it because it's so relatable, but it's so like not yeah. right at the same time.
Yeah.
And it's like it's such a confusing thing to watch without getting angry.
Well, I think that's why Clayton was so upset last week at the backlash. He was like, I was dating as the bachelor in a bachelor world, which I thought was totally different right. than the real world. But maybe it isn't right. as different in the real world because everybody has these problems. But I was told that in the bachelor world, it's okay to do this because they're giving me three yeah. overnight date keys, whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I don't know. I really wish all the bachelor and bachelorettes would come forward and be like, okay, I slept with this many people in the fantasy suite. And I said, I love you, but off camera to this, but like,
right?
It's just, Clayton is so exposed right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He also like, he just doesn't have like a connection, like relationships necessarily with like past where yeah. like, I feel like a lot of bachelors, they just kind of like, they emerge with a support system from the franchise. And Ben talked to me yeah. about this. He was like, yo, dude, I wanted to help guide you, but like, but you didn't take it. And this is what happens.
Gosh. And I think that's why it was so cool to have myself and Tayshia there for bachelorettes. Cause I feel like we really were able to mentor like these women and not just be a host role. We were really able to help in these yeah. situations, which I think lead clearly needs.
Well, I mean, you could argue that Jesse was supposed to be that, but I do think that Jesse took on a traditional host role, not a mentor role. Yes. And you guys even had that label of mentor or guide. And I think we yeah, should
that's
mention
they didn't want to pay us. That's because they didn't want to pay us for a host role.
But did they do that with Michelle's season? Did they pay you host role? Oh, I thought you guys got a changed title the second season.
No, we were still special guests in the credits.
Oh, didn't say host. Oh, no. Goodness. Okay.
I know.
Well, I have to say that I think that Chris Harrison was very missed last night, especially, you know?
Yeah, I agree. It's
love Jesse. He's great. He's so nice and so fun to talk to. And I think he's done a great job yeah. in host role. I do think that last night he was like, dude, I don't know what the f*** to tell you.
Yeah, I agree. I think, first of all, Jesse is Canadian and I love him. And he's literally one of the nicest people.
Seriously, I love him. Every time he's on here, it's just so fun. I like smile the entire time we're talking.
Yeah, he's so great. It's just Chris Harrison was able to navigate any situation with like advice and I don't even know. I just think Jesse was more like almost like at like how insane it was.
Yeah. Yeah. He's like, hey, I'm a viewer along for this crazy ride of yours. Yeah, I cannot tell you what to do because you're too far in, dude. So then let's just get to the conversation that he has with his family about Susie. Like, you already kind of brushed on it, but he has this realization after both of these dates, family dates, that Susie's the one, and he just wants to go and pursue that, even if it kind of screws up everything else. And I respect this. Like, I'm really into this because, like he says, he wants to do this and he wants to risk losing the other girls because he can't possibly think of a future in which he's constantly questioning, what if I went after Susie?
Yeah.
And that's great. That I love that decision. What I don't like...
Well, that these women probably had to go through all of it.
Oh, that's where... Thank you. That's what it was.
They were just supporting him and being there for him during these realizations. But like, it's to me, like that's, gosh, it's so hard because the fantasy suites are there. From my personal experience, the fantasy suites was to literally like, sex is an important thing to me in a relationship and intimacy and how you feel with that person in those moments. And to me, it's like you take all these relationships as far as you possibly can to feel so confident in your decision at the end. And that is a terrible, like I always say, this is a terrible foundation to start a relationship on, but that is what the show is and things are there to do. Meeting the families is part of that. You take it that far and you introduce to your families to feel that and be like, wait, I have realized in this moment that Susie is the person that I want to be with because I'm still thinking about her and want her to be here with my family.
Oh, thank you for leading my thought in that direction because that's exactly where I wanted to go. So Ben and Nick both saw the episode before me and they both previewed, at least Ben did to me that like he was not going, like, Clayton was going to look even worse. And when I was watching him make this decision that he was going to go after Susie, after the families, I was like, is this the moment? Is this what people are going to be annoyed at? I'm like, I can see that because, you know, like, he strung them along. He begged them to stay and then just decided he didn't want to be with either one of them.
Right. But, well, the thing is,
I think that it was, there's no other way of doing it. Like, that would have helped me.
I
think what people need to think about if they are judging him for that is like, it's going to hurt these girls even worse because they were dragged on for a couple other days and they met the family. Yeah. But put yourself in that position. Like, you really might need that one extra day. You might need to see that girl with your family to really know. And that's how he found out. And that's, in my opinion, okay.
Yeah. It just sucks because we love these two women so much and they've been through so much at this point that you're like, please don't put them through anything else. But at the end of the day, this is part of the show. This is part of the format. You do need to see them with your family. You do need to have those overnight moments. You do need to have these, like, take it as far as you can go times to really have clarity on what actually you want.
Yeah. And guys, just think about it. That is like a normal season. Like, these people, look at the runner up. They get taken all the way to the altar, really, in the altar, and they get broken up with. But you don't get mad about it because that's the way it goes.
that's the show. Yeah, that's exactly right. And it's it just sucks because I think we're rooting so hard for these women at mm-hmm. at this point that's why everyone's so mad. But really, this is normal for the show.
Probably another thing, going back to Blake's comment, if we knew him better going into this and we were really connected to him as a character, we'd be rooting for his happiness. But we know these yes. girls basically just as well as we know him. So we end up rooting for 100%. Them even more, or, you know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Just it's so true.
Okay. We leave this episode off with Clinton saying that he's going off to get Susie. And, well, we know what happens because we've seen the screeners, yeah. But yeah. You guys will find out tonight, and that's all I can say about that.
Yeah, yeah. It's again another fascinating episode, and I can't wait to watch the after the final rose, because like I'm also I'm watching this as a viewer, and I just can't wait to see how because he's probably learned so much from this and grown in the last like few months more than he has in his whole life. And I'm very curious to see how he handles this situation.
Yeah. Same, same.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's enough of the episode. After this break, we are going to go into Bachelor headlines. And I'm only going to do ones that pertain to you, Caitlin.
Ooh,
and, I mean, look at you. 7 years removed from the show, and most of the headlines pertain to you in one way or another. You're that much of a rock star. Okay, see you guys in a sec. Diaper duty. It's the adventure no one warns you about when you're expecting, right? Well, fear not. Pamper Swaddlers features a blowout barrier at the back waist that helps prevent up to 100% of leaks, even blowouts. Not only are Pamper Swaddlers total game changers, they have the hottest baby gift trend for 2024, the Pampers Diaper Stash, an online diaper fund where friends and family can contribute a group gift so that your diaper stockpile never runs out. I love this idea. Here's how it works. You create a diaper stash account, share it with your tribe, watch the stash grow, gift it to the parents, and voila. They use the stash funds to snag Pampers diapers and wipes anywhere, anytime. It's not just a gift. It's a stash of joy. Ensuring that those parents-to-be are stocked up without the guesswork. So whether you're a parent in the trenches or the ultimate gift guru, make 2024 the year of leak-free happiness. Pamper Swaddlers and the Diaper Stash. Because parenting should be an extraordinary journey, not a messy one.
Mother's Day is coming, and Mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get Mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get Mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting Mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get Mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for Mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for Mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about using your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night.
Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call
1-800-DISCOVER to get the service that you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card. This sun season, evolve your sun care with new Banana Boat 360 coverage. With advanced control mist, it's a new way to spray. It's an all-new bottle for an all-new mist experience that you have to feel to believe.
It smells great. It's incredibly light on your skin, not greasy. It's amazing. Plus, no chemical smell since it's aerosol free.
Better control means coverage you can count on with a precision pump to get all your big and little spots.
Plus, your new favorite sprayer is refillable. Save time and money, which means more fun in the sun from your friends at Banana Boat. To customize your spray, tap the trigger lightly to cover targeted areas or pull the trigger fully for a long, continuous spray, ensuring long-lasting Banana Boat protection. If the sun's out, the fun's out. So be ready with all new Banana Boat 360 Advanced Control Mist.
It's available in Banana Boat's high-performance, water-resistant sport formula and pediatrician-tested kids SPF 50.
That is what I'll be spraying on Dawson at the beach this summer. The kid loves the beach. I love going to the beach with him. I can't wait to be able to have a fun summer activity to do together. Anyway, I can go on and on about the importance of sunscreen, but shop Banana Boat 360 Mist at Walmart, Target, or Amazon.
Let's talk about something we all can relate to. Hair removal. Yeah, not exactly the highlight of our day, right? Nicks, cuts, razor burns. Ugh. But guess what? Nair, the OG, has taken hair removal to the next level with their new sensational shower and body creams that smell amazing. Literally the best thing ever. For real, Nair's new scents turned my bathroom into a spa.
You guys, I remember when my mom gave me like the first bottle of Nair to use on my upper lip. And I was like, this is so awful, but I do like need to do it. but the smell so close to my nose for so long. The worst part of like the every other week or whatever I would do it. Now it smells incredible. Like there's Moroccan argan oil and orange blossom shower cream that you can use. It's like a pampering experience. You put it on your legs, let it sit there for a little bit. And it's so much better than shaving. They also have like rich cocoa butter and vitamin E body cream, soothing aloe and water lily body cream. Really anything you could think of to get rid of your hair in the most pleasant way, Nair has it. They have new shower and body creams that are so easy to apply and they work in as little as 3 minutes. And if you're going to shave more parts than just your legs, think about what you can do in 3 minutes with Nair. And the skin smooth feeling lasts so much longer than shaving. Like I just mentioned, you can use it not just on your legs, but on your arms, your underarms, even your bikini area. And we all know that with summer around the corner, that's a place you need it. Nair has turned the hair removal process into a sensorial experience. The scents are just amazing. And when I say that my bathroom smells like a spa, I really mean it. So check it out. The new and improved body creams and shower creams from Nair, the number one hair removal brand. Smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
Okie dokie. Caitlin, I'm going to read the headline. See, normally Ben would read the headline and then I would describe the story. Yeah. Today, I'm going to read the headline and then you are going to tell me what it's all about because it's about your fiance in this case. Okay, ready? Jason Tartick says that Clayton did not handle himself appropriately with Susie, but everyone makes mistakes. So what's Jason's take on all of this, Ben?
Oh my gosh, he's so funny because I think he forgets he was also on the show and how hard it was. And like, he watches it now as a viewer. I'm like, can you have a little like more compassion for this situation? And so he was really, I mean, he felt the same way as I did. He's like, you're not gonna like the way he talks to Susie. And I was like, oh, that's so fair. But he's already been dragged on the internet. So let's of course stand up for Susie and let's say that that's not right of him to speak that way, but let's not feed into the hate online for him any more than it already is.
Do you think that both of our guys have a certain perspective on the show that's a little bit different than us because we weren't always perfect? And the two of them, Jason and Jared, always perfect.
We're perfect. Yeah. Yes. I say that to Jason all the time. I'm like, you literally could not have had an easier time on this show. And like, the way that they, you know, of course it's not an edit. They portray you the way you are,
yeah.
But like, they really just highlighted their perfection.
They were just superheroes.
Highlighted our emotions.
Yeah.
Yes. Totally.
Second headline is juicy, and I can't wait to get your description of it. Jason Tartick says that he and Caitlin want kids the second they get married. Are you going to have a honeymoon baby?
Probably. I hope so. I mean, I can only I can only pray that when I can get pregnant and that it can happen that easily for us, yeah. Because I know so many women struggle.
Yeah.
And so I hope that is the case. Last night, I'm not going to lie, we were like, should we just do this now? Like, when really is our wedding going to happen? Like, should we just have a baby now?
Last time you were here was like in November, and you said, oh yeah, definitely 2022. I don't know if it's going to be 2022 unless you do elope or something.
Yeah. Did we tell you, actually, wait, I'm gonna tell you that off.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. But, yeah. I think I might know where that's going. Go ahead.
Okay. I really want two venues. There's two venues in Nashville that I'm like so set on. And so really it will depend on when they're available for when we get married.
Okay. All right. Very respectable decision. I am so glad that we chose the venues that we did, and I would have waited for them.
Yes.
Jason also talks about the way that he's going to feel when he sees you in the wedding dress for the first time.
What did he say?
Oh, okay. Okay. So the quote goes like this. This is from the Life and Style article. Jason explains that the one thing they won't do is have first look photos. No offense to Ben and Jess who did first look photos. I'm not a fan. Don't like them. Not traditional enough for me. I like the groom seeing the bride for the first time that day in the dress as the doors open and you see his reaction. And he says, he wants the experience of, you know, seeing you walk down the aisle, seeing the dress for the first time. And if it's an inconvenience of a few hours of photos, you know, in between the ceremony and the reception, we're just going to have to deal with that because that's something that no one can take from you. The second that we close that wedding chapter, then it's time to have kids. So I like that your decision on that. I guess that's a joint decision, right? About having photos in between.
Yeah. I have always dreamt of my dad walking me down the aisle and my person seeing me for the first time, like, and getting emotional. Cause that's one of my favorite parts to watch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's like the 27 dresses moment, you know, you have to look at the groom at the end of the aisle.
Oh, it's so romantic. And I just like love that. And I totally understand why people do first looks and photos like that and stuff. But we don't want to do that.
Tip from the wedding pro over here, just the one who has gone through it. Definitely assume that photos are going to take longer than you schedule for them. Did you know that at our wedding, we had to, in the moment, buy an extra hour at the reception venue because photos took long and we wanted it to last, longer. We were a whole like hour delayed.
Oh, interesting. Oh my gosh, I had the best time at your wedding. Oh, I like loved every second of that. Everything was perfect. Like that's something that like we talk about as like what we want our wedding to be like. It would be like yours.
Well, thank you. That is the nicest compliment and we can't hear it enough.
Yeah, totally.
All right. So now we have another headline. It's not exactly pertaining to you, but I want to know if you got to talk to him yesterday about this.
Okay.
So Rodney Matthews hopes to find love on a Bachelor spinoff. Oh, so he's actually referring to Bachelor Live on stage because they're doing, you know, alumni. They're finding love like on the stage. This is like the new way of they were finding random guys in each city, the way that it was pre-COVID, but now they're taking Bachelor alumni and trying to find love in like a town near them. But I thought he was going to talk about Paradise This is yeah. lame-o. I don't care about who he finds on the stage on Bachelor Live.
I'm sorry, but you're not gonna find love.
We don't want you to find love there because you need to be on Paradise. So, like, do you think he's gonna be on Paradise? Did you talk to him at all about that?
We were too busy trying to nail a TikTok to talk about anything else. So no, I didn't. But I really want him to be on Paradise.
Okay, he's very sweet. Any other behind the scenes scoop that you got from yesterday? Because you were there with Michelle, Nick, Claire, Rodney. Is that it? Yeah.
I'm trying to think of any scoops that I got, but truly they kind of kept us separated because of COVID.
I heard that that's still like, they were still pretty strict about that.
Yeah. We all had to get like tested 3 days before, 2 days before, the day of, and like masks. But then you go in the room and everybody's there without, it doesn't make any sense. Yeah. But, what was like, oh, you know who I met? Nick's girlfriend, who is so lovely. Natalie.
She's amazing.
She's amazing.
We love them together. Isn't he just the happiest you've ever seen him?
Yes. And just so, they're just so great together and supportive and sweet and happy. And it's amazing.
I know. It's like, okay, Nick, let's just get a ring on it.
Yeah. Lock it up.
Yeah. Did you get anything from Claire? Because Nick posted something about Claire being single. And the last time we had a headline about Claire, it was about her maybe hanging out with another guy from her season.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. From what I gathered, I definitely think she's single.
Okay.
Don't want to speak for her, but that's what I gathered, and like ready to mingle. So.
Okay. All right. Not to wrap this up on a sad note, but I have to. The other Bachelor headline we have is that that Clint Arliss's death was revealed as a suicide this week.
Yes.
And, you know, he died on January 11th, and it's just so sad. You know, it's just
so
like, I don't have
any
words for it. I mean, Caitlin obviously, you know, had him on her season, and I met him a couple of times, and it's just so incredibly sad.
I reached out to his sister just to be like, I've never met her. I don't know that, but I just wanted to be like, I am so sorry. Like I cannot imagine going through that, like with a family member. Depression is so real. I wish everybody had the proper resources and things if they're going through something to get help. Like they do, but like, I wish people really used those resources to help them, because I understand depression and mental health problems, and it's just so tragic. And I have no words, because I'm like, I just can't believe it. I can't believe it. When I saw the news, when I heard about it, when I read about it, I was just sick to my stomach, because even though obviously things didn't end great between us, I truly heard really great things about him from everybody else. Like the way his friends spoke about him, his family, his people in the wrestling world, the way about him, like they all spoke super highly of him. And so it's absolutely tragic.
Yeah. I wish that there was something other than that to say, but exactly what you said, you know, just like, seek help. Don't be afraid to talk about what you're going through.
Yes. And like, there's hotlines you can call. And like, when you're in that moment, like, I don't know. I can't ever like put myself in that position to like know what that dark of a time would feel like, but it must be so scary to reach out for help. But like, those resources are there for a reason, because there are people out there who can help you.
Mm-hmm. Yes. All right. Well, until tomorrow, guys, then we are going to be here breaking down the finale with Shireen. Have you met Shireen yet?
I did. She was on the date that I hosted on Clayton's season, and she is lovely.
Okay. Well, can't wait. I'm sure she's going to have a whole bunch of insider knowledge on all of these girls' feelings, because I'm sure she's good friends with the top three, being that she was, you know, top four.
Totally.
All right. Caitlin, you are the best. Man, my crutch word really is all right when Ben's not here. All right.
I have one too. I always have like if I can't even listen back to my own podcast because I'm like, oh, shut up, Caitlin. Stop saying the same shit every time.
What's your word? What do you keep saying?
I'm trying to think. I feel like I always say, I don't know. I'm going to have to get back to you on that one because there's, I'll be in the moment. Like I'm going to podcast later with Katie Thurston, actually. Mm-hmm. And I'll figure out what my word is. It'll happen.
Okay. That makes me think about just all the people complaining about Clayton and Susie saying like. And you know that they say like more in the context of the show because they're trying to think about the most careful word. That's the most careful wording. Yes. And they're describing emotions, which is already awkward. So when you put the two together, you don't want to get in trouble on TV. You don't want somebody to hate you. You're trying to describe your feelings. And you just say nervous. Like a lot and you're nervous. Just like that's just what you do. It's fine. Don't make fun of him for it.
Yeah.
Love you, Caitlin. Thanks for being here.
Love you.
I've been Ashley and you've been... You've been
Caitlin.
Yeah, okay, thanks. Bye.
Follow the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
This sun season, evolve your sun care with new Banana Boat 360 coverage.
With advanced control mist, it's a new way to spray.
It's an all-new bottle for an all-new mist experience that smells great and is incredibly light on your skin. Better control means coverage that you can count on. To customize your spray, tap the trigger lightly to cover targeted areas or pull the trigger fully for a long, continuous spray, ensuring long-lasting Banana Boat protection. Plus, it's refillable.
From sweat-resistant, sport formula to kids, SPF 50+. Now, I have to wear sunscreen every day. That is one of the things that has existed.
You have an esthetician wife.
I have an esthetician wife. It is her number one recommendation for people. If you do nothing else, wear sunscreen. So when I'm out and about, when I'm on the lake this year, when you're I'm playing golf, yeah, protection from Banana Boat 360 coverage will be absolutely essential. So shop Banana Boat 360 Mist at Walmart, Target, or Amazon.
Child-proofing people's homes is hard, but Duracell is making it just a bit simpler. Not only are they committed to educating parents, caregivers, and medical professionals about the importance of battery safety, they also make the only lithium coin batteries with a non-toxic bitter coating to help discourage children from swallowing them. Duracell even features child-secure packaging designed to avoid accidental opening. Learn more at Duracell.com/powersafely, available on 2032, 2025, and 2016 sizes. I've discovered the secret to turning diaper duty into pure parenting joy. Okay, well, that might be a stretch, but Pampers Swaddlers is truly the answer. They feature a blowout barrier at the back waist that helps prevent up to 100% of leaks, including even blowouts. And for 2024's hottest baby shower / sprinkle gift, it's the Pampers Diaper Stash. I am so for diapers for a baby shower. Our registry. This Pampers Diaper Stash is an online diaper fund where family and friends can contribute a group gift so that your diaper stockpile never runs out. Just create an account, share it, and then watch it grow, and then gift it. So easy. So whether you're a parent in the trenches or the ultimate gift guru, make 2024 the year of leak-free happiness with Pampers Swaddlers and the Pampers Diaper Stash.
Ashley, is it true that some contestants have cashed in their 401k to afford a new wardrobe for The Bachelor?
I mean, you do need a lot of ball gowns when you think about it, Ben. Where did you hear this?
On Smart Money Happy Hour. It's a podcast where two money experts, Rachel Cruze and George Camel, talk totally unfiltered about life, pop culture, and how to afford it all, with 90s nostalgia and reality TV fandom mixed in, of course.
Ooh, you do not have to say more to get me into this. To check it out, you can search Smart Money Happy Hour and listen wherever you get your podcasts.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.